McFeely Outdoors on KFGO. Doug Lear sitting in the studio with me. And by the way, the studio right now here at KFGO is about 114 degrees in here. Goodness gracious, is it warm in here?
Well,
what's going on?
It's not that warm outside, so it might be warm in here.
I shouldn't complain. Have a fire crackling in the studio here, and we'll have a great time. We're talking fishing, Doug, in the previous segment. We have some free fishing weekends coming up in both North Dakota and Minnesota, which I think is a tremendous idea. I don't know how many people utilize it. I don't know how many people take advantage of it. I don't know if it's a big deal, but I think the thought is nice. And if it doesn't hurt anything, then why not keep promoting and sticking with it? But tell us about the weekends and everything else.
It is, as you mentioned, it's free fishing weekend in North Dakota and Minnesota. And in North Dakota, it's residents only today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, is where you don't need to have a license. It doesn't mean that you can go out and catch as many fish as you want, that the limits are off.
Unlimited panfish weekend!
Line the banks with as many rods as you can see. Is that yours, sir? Yeah.
Dynamite is legal.
The next 15 rods down the line of the bank stays all mine. Sorry, you'll be fishing the next lake over.
Use a net. No, you can't do any of those things.
No, you can't. And you can't go out paddlefish snagging because it's free fishing weekend. That season is closed. So there's still regular rules and restrictions that apply. But it's almost kind of like a weekend to maybe give angling a little bit of another spotlight. You've got the Minnesota opener that takes place in May. You've got 4th of July where there's a lot of activity. And I believe nationwide, and it's not all set on the exact same weekend, but most states do take an opportunity to just say, you know what, you don't need a license to fish this weekend. And I guess I'm of the opinion that if you've got one family that says, you know what, we've never been fishing before, there are some libraries where you can check out fishing gear. If you talk to a neighbor and say, I'd like to take my son fishing, do you have a fishing rod? I don't think there's many neighbors that are going to say, no, you ain't use my stuff.
Get the hell out of my garage.
You know, I mean, so the premise is to break down those walls of the fishing barriers of the it's just to maybe remove any kind of well, I don't want to buy a license because we're only going to go fishing this
we're
one time.
We're going to use it one time.
Yeah. And, you know, actually in North Dakota, we do have like different breakouts of fishing license. Minnesota's got a lot more, but in North Dakota, your individual fishing license for the entire year, for the entire fishing year, is $16. So it's the equivalent of picking up some sodas and some snacks for you and your, I mean, it's 5 gallons of gas. I mean, it's not a lot in terms of the expense for a year of fishing. But again, I think what it does is really give people that incentive to say, you know what, let's get out there. Let's take the kids fishing. Who knows? They might get hooked on fishing. The kids don't need a fishing license until they reach the age of 16. And if I'm not mistaken, in Minnesota, their free fishing weekend is if you take a kid fishing, then you don't need to have a license.
How much did I pay for the non-resident license in North Dakota?
The non-resident license for the season in North Dakota is right around a $45 bill. You know, you buy your certificate that you can put your hunting licenses on as well. A non-resident three-day license is $25 for North Dakota.
It's very, very affordable. And I know people are in different financial situations, but if you do what Doug did and you break down and make, I mean, I'm not advocating this, but I'd pay $100 for an out-of-state fishing license. I'd pay because I get the use out of it, and that's what I enjoy doing. And if the money goes back into the general game and fish fund, I mean, that's fine. If it's helping fund stocking or improving access or something, then I'm cool with it.
And people might take shots at me for bringing up the comparisons, but it's legit. I mean, if you put it side by side versus taking the kids to a movie, what it costs to take kids to a movie, that's a one-time deal that lasts 2 hours or 2.5 hours. Taking the kids to a sporting event, you know, whether it's a baseball game or a football game or a basketball game, the license is very, very reasonable in comparison to a lot of other things that people might be doing.
And you can make it into whatever you want to make it into. If you want to take a boat, or you can go short, you can if you spend the $16 and you already have a fishing rod, it's going to cost you maybe some bait, but you can walk to a shore somewhere and fish. You don't need to have a $50,000 boat. You don't need to have a $50,000 pickup to haul the $50,000 boat. You can turn it into whatever you want to turn it into.
Bobbers and worms.
Absolutely. My favorite way of fishing. 2 minutes left, Doug. Pheasants, they are hatching right now. Is that correct? And So we don't want like a whole bunch of rain and storms and all that stuff, cold weather.
We really don't want cold and rainy, which we kind of had a little mixture of that the last, compared to what we had had earlier on. But first reports of seeing pheasant chicks I had were last weekend, which is probably a little bit early. Most of the time, biologists will point towards the mid part of June as being kind of the peak hatch for pheasants. So as we stand right now, it's not too bad, I guess. It's so hard to really get your arms around because pheasants being a resident bird, you could have a lot of rain and cold in one spot and more optimal conditions in another spot, which is typical. You can have a harsh winter in south central North Dakota versus a milder winter in southwestern North Dakota. It's really hard to gauge the fall by what we've got going on in June. But I think for a lot of wildlife managers, this ain't too bad is probably the easiest way to pigeonhole it right now, Mike.
Doug Lear, as always, thank you, my friend. Good to talk to you.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
Can you turn the thermostat down when you leave the studio here? I'm breaking out in
sweat. Maybe you're
sweating
because you're going back to the garage sale. Maybe that's what's causing the internal
Not going back there. No, she told me go
have
fishing.
Fun.
That's
good
what
luck.
She said. Yeah. Thanks, Doug. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish, and Tom Winn and Friends each and every morning, weekday morning, on the mighty 790 KFGO. Coming up, as always, our friend from Warrior Boats and Woodland Resort. His name is Jeff Katzer. Big weekend, as I told you yesterday on KFGO, happening at Woodland Resort. Right now, it's the drive and ride weekend with Warrior Boats, Avalon Pontoons, and Crown Line Boats as well. So get on up to Devil's Lake, or if you're in the area, stop on in and test drive one of those great, great boats at Woodland Resort. Jeff Katzer next on Mike McFeely Outdoors on the mighty 790 KFGO. He can't even bait a hook.